local Christmas trees have been lit, parades have been marched, Santa's available for pictures and for breakfast, stores and most of your homes are already decorated, and the frantic searches for things on sale have begun. And here we are, we Catholic Christians, we gather on this first Sunday of Advent, and the scripture readings don't say a word about cute baby Jesus. Instead, there is the adult Christ in the temple area, speaking about the whole universe being radically shaken, turned upside down. We're told that some people will die of fright, and others are to stand erect with heads raised, confidently awaiting redemption. Jesus challenges us, as he challenged those folks in the temple area, to look up, pay attention, and be ready. During the season of Advent, and as you know, the word Advent means arrival or coming, we as Catholic Christians celebrate or commemorate two comings: the coming of Christ again at the end of time, and his coming among us in the town of Bethlehem. These first days of Advent focus on the second coming of Christ. Then we focus on preparing to celebrate his birth. And I suspect that most people pretty much ignore doing anything to prepare for the second coming of Christ. There are no decorations in the dollar store for the second coming of Jesus. It's all about Christmas season. And yet, we are reminded by the Lord that now is the time not to become drowsy, but to pay attention and to be alert. My preaching isn't the only thing that makes some of you drowsy. There's evidence of that whenever you yawn without covering your mouth. And even when you do cover your mouth, you don't do it very subtly. Excessive partying, shopping, working, all kinds of anxiety about daily living can sometimes make us tired physically. We're just burned out. And all that activity can sometimes also cause us to be sleepy spiritually. We're even too busy to pray or to worship. Additionally, for some, there's this almost addictive reliance upon electronics to entertain us. And that addiction almost makes us dull. And that addiction easily causes us to become bored with real people, because real people can't compete with the digital world of fake reality. This past week, I was away for a couple days, and as I was leaving a restaurant for lunch, there were four adults around the table, and each one of them was with their iPhone. Now, what's the point of being with people if you're not with people? What's the point of being with people if you don't look at them and listen to them? Now, we can be pretty dull, but welcome to reality. We can't compete with Marvel comic characters, and we're not Elmo. And so we have to almost live our lives realizing that real people are not going to be as exciting as digital reality, but welcome to the real world. If we're present with people, we need to be attentive to people as well. During this brief season of Advent, St. Paul encourages us to be more loving and more caring. And then he tells us we are to conduct ourselves in such a way as to please God. It pleases God when we gather to worship and participate. It pleases God when we're polite while we shop and when we drive. It pleases God when we choose not to be greedy. It pleases God when we pray for the strength to live during difficult times. It pleases God when we're spiritually alert and personally attentive to others. It pleases God when we finally choose to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation. It pleases God when we're hopeful. It pleases God when we're grateful. It pleases God when we are joyful. Jesus, who came in Bethlehem Jesus, who will come again in glory, with power and majesty, is present among us now, through word and especially through sacrament, and in the hearts of all of us who believe. Jesus continues to be Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is coming again for the same reason he came the first time, because God loves us and he wants us to experience fullness of redemption. May we who have come to worship this Advent leave with a commitment to use the season to do what we need to do to prepare for that day when Jesus will come again, so that we will stand erect with eyes and hearts wide open. Before him we stand tall, and to him, whenever we gather for worship, we lift up our souls.